Early to rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay.
Mel?
Yeah?
I just straightened out the storeroom for you.
Oh, terrific.
Listen, I was wondering, I have to pick up a psychology textbook for my night school course. I was wondering, could I get off a little early?
Oh, sure.
Oh, good, thanks.
You learn anything in that psychology class?
Sure, I'm learning to tell you that I straighten out the storeroom before I ask you if I can get off early.
I might have to take that class in self-defense.
They won't let you in, Mel. You have to at least graduate from the first grade.
Didn't you say you were going to that basketball game tonight?
Yeah.
So if you left early, you could get a better seat, huh?
Alice, you just convinced me. Let's all take off. Lock up this place, kids.
Hey, Alice, I'll take that class. You wrapped him around your finger like a piece of soggy devil floss.
Oh, no, there's more to it than that. God, it's so exciting what I'm learning in psychology about relationships. Like last week, the professor was telling us about how we all repress things.
I mean repress. It's what you do to wrinkled pants.
No, Vera, it's something that we do without knowing that we do it. Like, if something irritates us, we don't express how we really feel, we repress it.
Not me. I say what I'm thinking. I let it all hang out.
Oh, sure you do. A lot of the time you do. Sure, but, like, maybe sometimes I do or say something that irritates you that you never mention.
No, honey, there's not anything.
Oh, come on, Flo. Sure there is. Come on, think.
No, honey, you have never done one single little thing that irritated me. Cross my heart and hope to die.
Flo, come on, I'm not perfect.
You can say that again.
See, maybe there is something.
Well, it's not anything really, but since you brought it up, every time I tell you I have a date, you wrinkle your nose like this.
I do?
Yeah, kind of like you disapprove, like you think I'm loose.
I never said that.
Well, you know, sure as heck does.
I can't believe I do that. Is that true? Have you ever seen my nose wrinkle?
No, I'm too busy watching your mouth twitch.
My mouth twitches too? Oh, come on, is that true? I can't believe it. Well, maybe I am repressing what I really feel.
You mean you do think I swing with too many guys?
No, I don't.
Just wrinkled your nose and twitched your mouth.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Come on, Alice, you really do disapprove of me.
I do not.
You're wrinkling and twitching again.
I don't want to discuss it.
This is great, Alice. You bring up this repression hooey, and then you want to drop it.
Okay. I feel that, when it comes to men, you could be a little more selective.
You mean like you?
Well, Flo, I don't go out with just anybody that asks me.
In the last month, nobody's asked you.
How would you know? I don't go promoting my dates by swinging my hips while I'm slinging hash.
Honey, you can sling everything you've got and still not have no place to go New Year's Eve.
Just never mind.
Uh-huh. Now, look, who's repressing now? Alice, you're mad. You're not saying anything.
I am not mad. That's ridiculous.
You wish that was my head, don't you?
Sure you're not.
What's the matter, Alice? You afraid to get mad?
No.
Well, why don't you go ahead and say what you're thinking? Just go on and say it. Go on. Say what you're thinking. Say it. Go on.
All right. I will.
Just
You're an aggressive extrovert with an overactive libido. You better be glad I don't know what that means, Miss. 4 hours of night school psychology, and all of a sudden you're Dr. Joyce Brothers. Well, I've got news for you, Miss, but I'm sorry to be Vera.
That's how they did it on the Muhammad Ali fight. Listen, you two are friends. You shouldn't be talking to each other like this.
Well, from now on, I won't be talking to her at all. And you can tell her that.
From now on, I won't be talking to her at all, and you can tell her that.
Well, I won't be talking to her either. You can tell her that.
I won't be talking to her either. You can tell her that. It's your turn to tell me to tell her what you don't want to tell her.
You to meet Helen.
How do you do, Mrs. W. Gee, I feel like I know you already. Bill is always raving about you.
That's my bunny.
Oh, that's my squirrel.
Bunny?
Squirrel.
It's like the wonderful world of Walt Disney.
Yeah, it's our anniversary today.
Oh, no kidding. Congratulations.
12 years.
You love her that much, you brought her here to eat?
Oh, I insisted upon it.
Yeah, we don't ever want to forget how it was before I made it big and we had to eat in dumps like this.
Order what I ordered on our wedding day.
Well, that's really fine, but this is Flo's station.
Oh, well, would you call her?
What I'd call her, you wouldn't want to hear. We're not speaking to each other.
Oh, my. I just can't imagine two people not speaking to each other.
Listen, now, if you want to sit in my station, I'll serve you.
Well, we are in a hurry, so I guess we better
move. Oh, yeah, sure.
Come on, squirrel.
Okay,
would you tell her to stop stealing my customers?
Flo says you should stop stealing her customers.
Tell Flo that instead of calling up guys, she should be tending to business.
Instead of calling up guys, you should be tending to business.
Or is that her business?
Or is that your business?
Tell her she can kiss my grit.
What's the fight about?
I'm sorry. I don't want to upset your anniversary lunch. I'm going to put in a special order, okay?
Vera, what is the fight about?
Well, do you know what repress means?
Repress?
I'll give you a clue. It has nothing to do with taking the wrinkles out of pants.
I know what it means, you dingy chick. Who is repressing?
Alice and Flo.
What a couple of wackos.
Everyone represses, take you and me. There are little things you've said that have bothered me, but I've never mentioned them because I like you too much to hate you.
Get out of here. I'm a buttercup to get along with.
Oh, I don't think a buttercup would keep calling me dingy.
You never told me it bothered you.
That's because I've been repressing.
Well... now hear this! The only reason I call you a dingy chick is because it's nicer than calling you a stupid broad.
Now hear this! I'm not repressing anymore. I'm sick of you calling me dingy. Over, Roger, and out!
Now, look, Flo, you two better start talking, and I mean now.
I'll do no such thing. She called me loose.
She said I was a know-it-all.
You're both right. Now, kiss and make up.
I'm not talking to her unless you make her apologize to me.
I am not apologizing to the hash house Scarlett O'Hara.
Don't you take Scarlett's name in vain.
Hold it, hold it, hold it. Stow it, stow it, stow it. There is no fighting in Mel's Diner.
There's not much dining either.
Let's go to your quarters.
I'm not finished yet.
Go!
I said go.
And it's for you.
What me? I'm working here. Where's my Denver Omelet and my BLT?
Oh, hold the rope.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, Ellis. We're in a hurry. We want coffee here and two hamburgers to go. We're heading for a stakeout.
Yeah, it's wonderful. If you're in a hurry, though, you better sit over here at my station. This station belongs to the tall Texas turkey. She's in the ladies' room. There she goes, stealing my customers again.
What's going on between you two?
I'd rather not discuss it. Two burgers!
They've decided not to repress.
Oh.
It's when you don't say something nasty to someone you love, even though it's what you'd like to say most of the time.
Alan, Alan, it's like this. You see, Alice got Flo mad when she said Flo's dating too many men.
Well, I don't think that's fair for Alice to say now. There's 12 of us in the sheriff's department. Flo's only dated 10.
I was just playing a field.
That sounds more like the whole stadium.
Now, Squirrel, I think Flo's got a right to do what she's doing.
I'm surprised you'd say that, Bunny.
I'm not. Bunny took Flo out last week.
What?
How'd you know that? I gave him a ticket for speeding in a drive-in movie.
What were you doing in a drive-in movie with that red-headed floozy?
Roxy!
Now, Squirrel.
Don't you squirrel me, you oversexed nut.
But, Squirrel, we only had a couple of beers. Everybody has a couple of beers with old Flo.
Old Flo?
You shouldn't have said that. It started an argument between two taxpayers who pay our salaries.
Well, he called me a stupid flatfoot when I gave him that ticket, and I just remembered I resented it.
Why don't you learn to repress?
Look, it's not my fault if Bunny wanted to trade in his old squirrel for a used jackrabbit.
Used jackrabbit? Alan, are you going to let him talk about me like that?
I should say not. Now, you take that back.
I will not.
No man alive is going to call Flo a used jackrabbit.
I'm still living.
Well, we can change that.
Hold on! This is Mel's Diner, not the Yokai Corral!
Oh, what the hey? We can't shoot each other. We'll lose our pensions. Come on, Sam, we got to head that steak out.
I'm not riding with you.
You got to ride with me.
Okay. But I'm sitting in the back seat.
Well, what do you got to say?
Cancel the two hamburgers.
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to cancel. I'm going to cancel you and I'm going to cancel you. You're both fired.
You can't fire us without 2 weeks' notice.
Maybe not. But I can close down for repairs. Forever.
Gosh, he's really mad. I wonder if he's coming back.
Well, if he doesn't, we can run the place ourselves. It'll be easy now that we don't have any customers.
Well, you can work with Mary Poppins if you want to. Looking at her makes my blood boil.
Ask her if she'd like to be cooled off.
Would you like to be cooled off?
Tell Miss Goody Two-Shoes she wouldn't dare.
Tell Miss Goody Two-Shoes that she wouldn't dare.
Oh, yes, she would.
Oh, yes, she would.
Mary! Two can play at that game.
Two can play at that game.
Now, are we agreed that we are going to try this?
We're agreed, all of us.
What's missing in this group is basic trust. And there's a neat experiment in this book to help us to reestablish that trust. So now, Flo, would you please get up and stand right here?
I don't get up till I know what we're going to do.
You're going to stand like this with your back to me. I'm going to stand right here, and you're going to trust me, and you're going to fall back into my arm.
When donkeys fly... You let me fall clean through to China.
It's not human nature for one human being to let another human being fall.
Yeah, the first
human being happens to be human.
Vera, would you like to try this experiment?
Okay.
Mel, you want to get up here, please? No, that's okay. It's all right. Okay? Now, you stand there facing me. Now, Vera, trust. Now, fall back into Mel's arms.
No, thanks. You always have grease all over your hands. I'd slip right through.
That's only in a diner.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, Mel, turn around. You're back to us. And you fall back into Vera's arms.
You want me to fall into those skinny little arms?
Yes, Mel, this is part of this encounter.
No way! I'm going to ruin my back with a dame. It's going to be an encounter of a different kind.
Well, I guess it's up to me to show you trust. I am going to fall backwards. And I have no doubt in my mind that one of you is going to catch me, because I trust all of you. Here goes. I suppose you're all wondering why I asked you to put these bags over your heads.
It crossed my mind.
Well, if you notice, the bags are all smiling. See? The theory of this encounter technique is that if you see someone smiling, you're bound to smile back and say something positive. Flo, would you care to say something positive?
I'm positive. I'd rather be sitting in the drive-in with Bubba Norris than sitting under this sack. You're wrinkling and twitching again.
I am not. And how would you know anyway?
I heard your nose scraping against the bag.
Okay, let's take them off. This is not working, obviously.
Okay, Mel, bags off.
Let's go home. This isn't helping any of us.
Now, wait a second. There's a very good technique here that's very effective. It's called role reversal.
Oh, what's role reversal?
Role reversal is acting out the characteristics of the person who irritates you and letting that person see himself or herself as others do.
Yes.
I will act out the qualities of Flo that irritate me the most.
Jean Castleberry. And shoot, I never did make it to the VFW dance, because I never did get out of the parking lot all night.
Well, shoot, I'd like to go out with you, Buford. You too, JW. You too, Bubba. Be a blast.
What? You say you don't like the Triple B? Well, kiss my grip!
Okay, now it's your turn.
All right, here goes Miss Goody Two Shoes.
Hi, I'm the Heckensack Hotshot, and I've been to night school. All right.
I'm the world's greatest singer. I'm the Barbara Streisand of Mel Steiner. When I back into the grill, a star is born. I never get upset, and it doesn't bother me at all that Flo has so many dates.
That's pretty good. Oh. Okay, Vera, come on.
And here's Melvin. Ding, 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 ding. Hey, pick up this hamburger, you dingy chick, before he dies of old age. Yeah. Stow it. Stow it. Stow it.
Here's Vera. Don't call me a dingy chick. I'm sick, sick, sick. I'm being told I'm sick, sick, sick.
Oh, I think it's working. We're laughing together. And people that laugh together can talk together, huh? Huh? I guess we've learned something from this night, huh? I've learned that 4 hours in night school doesn't make me Dr. Joyce Brothers.
And I've learned that you can tell the truth and still be friends.
And I learned how to sleep in a paper bag.
And I know I learned something, but I'm just not sure what it is.
Well, I think we all trust each other again, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to fall backwards, and I know that one of you is going to catch me.
Oh, okay?
Ready? Here goes.
Hey!
So much for close encounters of the worst kind.